Greetings, dear ones, I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Those who have not seen channeling before may ask the question, how is it that you can cross that veil so quickly, so easily, so fast? In an older energy, this was not the case. And that in itself shows the difference between what was and what is. What you see my partner do is to cross the veil because it is much thinner than it was before. That he has practiced this and knows this. And whereas before there was a great deal of adjustment to allow from an old energy human being and the consciousness to punch through that which was thick to get the information. Even the cells of the body reacted. And today you don't see that. More and more of those who are channeling will instantly channel. Come in, come out. It ought to tell you, dear ones, what you can do. Meditation, those things which you were taught perhaps you must do, are not necessarily the same as they were. Some of the things that you would say are clearing before you can then perform a certain energy, those are different as well. It's all good news. And it talks about the human being and a relationship to the earth. This day is a study of the element called earth. It's not the dirt of the earth, it is Gaia. You have to say that one of the elements of earth, fire, water, air, earth, is not the dirt, it's Gaia. Whereas fire was that which was so different than the other elements in so different in what you could do with it. Earth is different in itself. It is sentient. It is consciousness of your partner. And so we put this to you. Are you in tune yourself with that element called Gaia? If we would superimpose a metaphor onto the human body, we said that fire would represent the soul. Because this is something you could control the strength of. You build a bigger fire. You're more aware of your soul's akash. Or you start to put out the fire, and that is to say that you're less aware. That is free choice. This is the dirt of the earth called Gaia. The metaphor is your consciousness. So the consciousness of the human being would be the metaphor of the element called earth. For in this day and age, you're starting to learn that human consciousness is actually allied with that of the planet. And you cannot separate them any more than you can separate yourself from your soul. And the more you start to understand this, the more you start to understand and realize you're not alone. You're not alone in the things that you wish to shift about you. If you are allied with the planet, do you see how much you can do? How much there is? Did you know that the very healing that you have asked for, that you've come here for, I know who's here. Do you realize how much that applies to that which is around you, the environment? The planet? The planet grows what you eat. The planet is responsible for a lot of what you think. This alliance between you and the earth and Gaia is one of the secrets of long life. You do not exist as an island, dear human being, that is surrounded then by things that are not you. Instead, you are surrounded by things that are you. The very dirt you walk on that which you consider the plants that you see that give you the air, all of this is necessary for everything that you've asked for. Consciousness shift, peace, healing, longer life. It must include Gaia. Gaia does not separate itself from you. The partnership is so complete, you must assume and believe and cognize it, that it is necessary for you to even be alive. This is the message of the day. The elements of this earth, the four that we studied, go way beyond simply four elements. They come together even in the process of life itself. And therefore, as you study in this brief time these four elements and you have ceremony and celebrate and honor them, you celebrate you, your relationship to all of them, truly. If you want to say so, there could be five elements. And the fifth element is the consciousness of the human being. And so it is.